With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump deleted a racist social media post after backlash from some Republican allies in Congress. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president posted a video portraying former President Obama and his wife as apes in a jungle. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended the meme, telling critics to stop the fake outrage. But the video, which has since been removed, was denounced by Democrats and Republicans alike. Among them was Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, a Trump ally and the only black Republican in the Senate, who called the video the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody. Zubair al-Bakoosh was identified by officials Friday as a member of an extremist militia in Libya. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the U.S. has not stopped seeking justice for the Americans killed in Benghazi.
Hillary Clinton famously once said about Benghazi, "What difference at this point does it make?" Well, it makes a difference to Donald Trump. It makes a difference to those families. And 14 years later, it makes a difference to law enforcement who made the difference in this case.
Iran and the United States have held indirect talks in Oman. The negotiations, while praised by Iran and Oman, appear to be a return to the starting point on how to approach discussions over Tehran's nuclear program after multiple rounds were held last year before Israel launched a 12-day war on Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,206 points. This is SRN News. Missionaries are descending on the Winter Olympics, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The games in Milan and Cortina, Italy, will run for the next 2 weeks, and several Christian ministries will be on the ground seeking to spread the gospel amongst the 3,000 athletes and the 2 million spectators. The International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention will be handing out gospel tracts and copies of the Bible in Italian. Similar evangelistic efforts are planned for this summer's World Cup here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 17-year-old boy has been arraigned in New York on charges he sent threatening emails to other students vowing to kill all Jews at the Renaissance Charter School in Queens. The email reportedly said that at 2 p.m. we will rise up and kill all the Jews in this school in the city. Hen Messick of the Tel Aviv Institute warns when hatred reaches students this young, anti-Semitism is thriving. This is SRN News. The Trump administration on Thursday launched TrumpRx, a website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate at a time when health care and the cost of living are growing concerns for Americans. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump says TrumpRx will help patients buy prescription drugs directly and at a discounted rate, promising at its unveiling Thursday.
You're going to save a fortune.
The government-hosted website is not a platform for buying medications. Instead, it's set up as a facilitator, pointing Americans to drug makers' direct-to-consumer websites where they can make purchases. It also provides coupons to use at pharmacies. I'm Ben Thomas.
A jury has found former Major League outfielder Yasiel Puig guilty of obstruction of justice and lying to federal officials investigating an illegal gambling operation. More details at SRNnews.com.